This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. During the pandemic, some restaurants have been able to offer curbside or carryout service to ease the loss of sales. That wasn't the case for everyone. Adija Greer-Smith had just opened her bakery, Confectionately Yours, in Milwaukee's Sherman Phoenix less than 2 years ago. Then the pandemic hit and closed it for 2 months.
We had just came off of an anniversary back in November. My staff was finally solid, had a good system in place, good rhythm in place. Finally, really kind of learning the ins and outs of operating. The customer base was solid, very supportive. And then like a ton of bricks, everything comes crashing down. So, you know, as time started going, I started saying, you know what? This thing is serious. You can't sweat the small stuff. Then I started saying, okay, well, how am I going to pay rent? And I'm not selling products. Yeah, I've had to call my mortgage company and ask for relief. I've had to call my bank that my car note is with and ask them for relief. But, you know, I'm not the only one. My family has been trying to adjust, but it's been emotional. I got choked up today having to take Xavier, my oldest son, to his school to pick up a yard sign because he was supposed to have his eighth grade graduation this year. And I pull up with him at the school. You know, his teachers are out and they're just happy to see him. He's a student class president and he has to have a virtual graduation. This is not how I planned for my year to go. But what do? We just adjust, we adapt. My grandmother used to always say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So it's Wednesday and I'm headed to the Sherman Phoenix, headed to the bakery. Normally this would be our day of delivering cookie to healthcare workers. But as we are preparing to reopen and relaunch at the Phoenix, it's time to kind of start getting things together. I kind of have mixed feelings right now, mainly because I'm not really confident that everything that's going on with the COVID is really under control. And I know ultimately it's going to affect my staff and how comfortable they are. It's going to affect, of course, me and my comfort level with being around, you know, the general public on a regular basis. So, I kind of have mixed feelings. As much as I'm excited to get things open again, I'm still honestly apprehensive about how safe it is. I'm going to head in. You know, the mask has become the new normal. So I'm going to mask up, put my gloves on as I go into the building, sanitize everything before we get started. And just try to start prepping because next week we reopen.